Don has been with Sun Rider since the beginning. He knew our founders and owners, even Drs. Tefu and Orlin Chen, even before they started Sun Rider. So here's someone with just a wealth of experience when it comes to nutrition and fitness and what's out there. So I ask you to get pen and paper. You might want to take notes. Some things will come to mind, maybe some questions you might want to ask later. But I guarantee you that if you're not yet using Sun Rider products, you will want to once this call is over. With that, I give you my friend, Mr. Don Castor.
Well, Michelle Thibodeau, I certainly thank you for that introduction. And I apologize if I'm a little hard to understand, but it's been a long day and I've had a number of meetings. For some reason, my voice seems to be causing a problem. So I may sound differently, but it's still me. So thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, Don.
Our message this evening is one, I hope, of true simplicity and hope. You know, Michelle alluded to the word or used the word wellness. And as we look at Sun Rider today in the year 2007, this whole concept of what is health all about and how does one achieve health, we gravitate towards a simple term like wellness and realize that there is a simple answer out there, but yet when you begin to discuss the concept of wellness, you realize that in and itself is complex. And what we've been able to accomplish in Sun Rider, and I say we as a group of people that have been involved in Sun Rider for a day, a week, a month, a year, or 25 years, as a group, we've been able to listen and understand exactly what has been explained to us about the Sun Rider products and say, yeah, I agree with that. And let me consume the products and decide, and all of a sudden, 20, 25 years later, we're still consuming them because the premises and the principles of which we were explained the product is still correct. And I'm going to explain them to you this evening in the simplest manner I can. And in a way that I'm hoping will create hope for people that are looking for a way to find that ever-elusive wellness element to their life. Because I find today that this is as confusing as ever. When we started 25 years ago, or when I started in this whole process myself prior to Sun Rider, which is in excess of 35 years ago, the number of people involved and the amount of information was rather scarce. And today there's all kinds of information out there written by all kinds of people. And I say that with due respect because in a country, and we're speaking to you from the United States of America, I'm in Columbus, Ohio, and I know we have people listening in from all around the world, that in the United States we have freedoms that allow us to make statements and write books, and as long as we're not involved in the sale of a product, those books can say almost anything. And so much information that's out there today is not only confusing, but it's not totally accurate. And a lot of people will not only base their lives on it, but they'll also base products on it. And it's not that they're doing anything wrong or that they're misleading people, it's just that they've been somewhat misled. So what I feel so good about and our involvement with Sun Rider, as I do about the entire movement that's involved in the wellness industry, is that everything we're based upon is on some extremely solid principles. We're based upon solid footing. This isn't an issue. This isn't a philosophy. This isn't a line of products based upon, I wonder if. These are based upon facts. Now, understanding what I do about Sun Rider and what you do about Sun Rider, let's find some common ground. Founders of this company are Chinese. Dr. Chin was born in Taiwan. His wife, Oi Lin, a medical doctor, was born in Hong Kong. They both have Chinese as their culture, a lot of respect for their culture, and they brought to this country in an educated way information about their culture and their philosophies as a culture that has impacted thousands and thousands and thousands of lives around the world for the past 25 years, and we're hoping it'll continue to impact your life after today's call. So let's look back a bit into history and understand exactly what's being talked about. The Chinese have had information and have continued to accumulate information for some 5,000 years. The information that so much of us know is something that's been developed or written just in the last 10, 15, or 20. But let's understand something basic about the Chinese. When they began their quest some 5,000 years ago and began writing it down some 3,000 years ago, they had no religion in their background. And because of the fact that they had no religious background as we know it in a Western culture today, then there was no thought of an afterlife. And when there was no thought of an afterlife, obviously what existed on this earth became critical. And this process of becoming critical drove them, particularly those that were protecting the emperor and those that were involved in this longevity quest, to make sure they could do what they could to extend life as long as possible. Now, one of the things that I've observed in my short life is that so many things can change in this world. How we communicate today dramatically changes by the use of cellular telephones, by the use of telephones over the Internet, by the Internet itself, by information services that are available on the Internet. 50 years ago, it was revolutionary to have television. 100 years ago, it was revolutionary to have radios. So as this whole thing begins to evolve, we do things differently. One thing that hasn't changed a lot is food. So if we go back and look at the food that the Chinese ate, we find that that was the basis upon which the Chinese believed that the body could be extended. The life on this earth would be extended by the improvement of food. They also determined that as important to food was exercise. These were two critical elements to that life extension process. Now, when you think about the wellness concept today, you think about that term. Longevity comes up extensively. There are seminars around the country by some really strong, highly educated, well-researched physicians and research individuals who have studied the human body, studied history, and have found ways that they believe will be powerful in the extension of life. And most of it still centers around our attitude, has to center around how well we exercise and what we eat. Same thing the Chinese found some 3,000 to 5,000 years ago, which we've read. Dr. Chin, when he began this company in 1982, began talking about those basic principles and said that all the products that he had would be focused on one concept, and that would be to help people to live longer and look better. Now, Dr. Chin himself certainly has a religion and certainly believes in the afterlife, and therefore it's not because he believes he wants to live forever, because he has a belief in the afterlife, which I'm sure many of you on this phone do, this call this evening do. So understand that we're not trying to tell people that they need to have a different belief, but what we have is a different understanding. We still must eat right, we still must exercise. But the Chinese said that how you ate the food and the combination of those foods made a major difference, because they believed essentially that the human body, when absent of disease, would live for extended periods of time. The more free it was, the longer it would live. So they never had a concept of prevention. They strictly believed in proper nourishment. So nourishment to them was the reflection of no disease. If you nourish properly, there was no disease, you would continue to live. And I think, well, obviously that's the case. Well, then it becomes very simple, is how do we properly nourish so that disease is kept away? Well, their philosophy was very simple. Because of the power of the food, it was important to make sure that the body was properly fed, that it was never hungry. But we have to take that beyond our simple concept of hunger being what our stomach tells us or what our brain tells us, which has to do with our basic needs or desires for certain taste or our cravings. We have to think about the entire body, about all of its cells, about all of its tissues, about all of its systems. And that goes beyond, way beyond what most people understand and way beyond what most people can grasp and way beyond which most of us have any control over by determining, I wonder what cell needs to be fed today. But understand that that becomes the basis of what Sunrider's philosophy is. If you properly nourish and feed the body and cleanse the body will remain in balance. And a body in balance is a body that's healthy and lives as long as possible. So how do we bring this body into balance, and how do we nourish it? We nourish it through proper combination of food. Now, when we look at today's standards in the Western world, we find that there's a tremendous amount of emphasis that's put on healing and it's put on curing. And I think there's benefits to this beyond that we can even discuss, where people do contract a disease or do have genetic disorders and do need modern science and medical professionals to deal with that curing process. Understand that curing and healing doesn't fit anywhere in the structure of what Sunrider does. We are not designed, Dr. Chin makes no products to cure or heal, because that is not the basis upon which he is drawing from the Chinese strength of food. We go as far as to say that it's not even our intention to prevent, because prevention assumes that you're trying to not have something come back, prevent the return of. So if you believe that the food keeps the body balanced and the balance is what allows the body to keep going, then we just have to look at what formulations, what combinations of these foods did the Chinese find made a difference. Well, their philosophy was pretty simple, that they said that the more color you ate, the more colors in the food you ate, the more flavors that you ate, the different kind of aromas that you had, the taste, the touch, the look, was going to make a major difference. Well, we call in Sunrider philosophy of regeneration. This regeneration philosophy states that if you nourish and feed and cleanse the body in a proper manner, the body will balance itself. Now, when we look at our food supply today and we look at how our food is delivered to us through the grocery chains and we look at through the fast food restaurants, you've got to slowly figure out that the quality of food out there is not the kind of quality that the body needs. The variety is not of the caliber that it needs. You add to that the fact that many of us have trouble finding time to exercise. Many of us have trouble coping with stress that's in our lives. Many of us can't get adequate sleep. There's all kind of factors that make this whole process of longevity extremely difficult to achieve. So the concept of wellness becomes further and further away and more confusing. In Sunrider, we do everything we can to simplify the process to say, let's help deal with the food aspect. You focus on the stress. You focus on the exercise. You focus on those other key elements that make a major difference towards longevity. We look at the Chinese, who have accumulated knowledge for thousands of years, and we look at all of the confusing knowledge that exists out there today. So much of what people to do is based upon some research or some book written by an individual, somewhat of a theory, somewhat of a fact that says that these conclusions are as follows. And they are just that, they're conclusions drawn from short periods of time. One of the premises that we believe very much in Sunrider is that there's not a simple solution with a simple product. For example, is there benefit to orange juice? Absolutely. Orange juice is a great product. If you're living in Florida, which I know we have people on the call this evening from Florida, and you go out and you have the ability to pick an orange, assuming this is orange season, I haven't been down there to know for sure, whatever orange season is, if you can go in the backyard and pick an orange or grapefruit, and when it's perfectly ripe, walk in the house very quickly, peel it, squeeze it, and juice it, and eat some of the white on the outside, the part right below the skin, you're going to have some phenomenal antioxidants go into your system. You're going to have some great nutrients. You're going to have some great nourishment because it's going to go into the body. The body's going to accept those antioxidants. It's also going to create some antioxidants from the compounds in an orange. You're going to be in great shape. But for those of us that live in Ohio, where we've seen sunshine now a number of days and we've been above 50 for almost 2 weeks, we had 70 or 80 the past week. It's like, hey, we're almost there, except tomorrow they said it was going to snow. So we're kind of getting out of this area of doom and gloom and weather. But there's no way that I can have fresh oranges here because that orange had to be picked at least 48 to 70 hours because that's all it would take to drive it up here. So I buy it in a bottle. And what was done to it? Well, they added vitamin C to it. And they added vitamin C to it because most of the vitamin C was lost in the bottling or the pasteurization process. There was also other things that had to be done, for example, how they added heat to it so it would stay in that bottle so it, when it finally got to Ohio and to my shelf, that it was still of some semblance of something that wouldn't make me sick because it's important that it nourishes. Well, part of what gets lost are those nutrients that we need so badly, so they artificially or chemically add them back in and a whole different ratio than existed within the plant. There's nothing that beats the freshness of the plant. However, it's very difficult in a society, particularly in a Western culture that lives in a, I don't want to use the word civilized, let's come up with a better word, in an urban environment where you just can't grow and eat your food regularly versus the rural environment where theoretically you could live off the land. Getting that nourishment that the Chinese found to be so important becomes extremely difficult. So it's important that we look beyond all of the things that you read about in the books that talk about curing and healing and preventing and realize that so many of those are authored by people who have very little experience. They could be correct. And in the next 50 to 100 to 150 years, it could turn out that there is validity, total validity, what's said. But it doesn't have the longevity of experience that comes from what the Chinese have told us about proper combination of foods. So what we talk about in Sunrider are these combinations. We also go back to the very, very important understanding of this principle of nourishing and cleansing. The Chinese spoke about it. They spoke of color. They spoke of taste. They spoke of aromas. Today, what we've learned in this very complex environment of science is that those colors and those tastes and those aromas are actually the antioxidants. They're actually the power within the food that in the body ignites to give the body life. It's the nourishment down to the cellular level. All the cells and tissues of the body get nourished when your body is eating as much real food as it can find, as much food with color and taste, which is exactly what the Chinese based the principle of longevity on. There's so much talk today about ways of improving longevity because we're in an environment where there's 70-some million people today that are of this baby boomer generation, over 10,000 a day turn 50, meaning there's a whole lot of people out there saying, you know what, my body doesn't work as well as it did. What am I going to do to extend this life? Whether you believe in an afterlife and look forward to it, there's still some things on this earth you may wish to accomplish and you would like to do it in an upright, strong position. Therefore, you begin to look for ways to improve it. And you ask yourself, what can I do? And I'm telling you that one of the basics in Sunrider is that you nourish and cleanse. And our nourishing processes are done through different forms of supplementation. And I say that because you don't sit down with a knife and a fork and consume Sunrider products in that fashion. You use these products because Sunrider has gone through the effort and its processing to create and take plants of a variety of colors and tastes, combine them in different ways so that you're able to consume the nutrients in a very convenient, concentrated form. And it's not hocus pocus. It's the exact same type of formulations that the Chinese did 2 and 3,000 years ago. Dr. Chen reviewed and looked at these recipes and these formulas for basic nourishment and was able to develop methods through modern technology, if you will, to produce them. And by, say, modern technology, instead of producing something in a very small pot by steeping it very slowly, He's able to do them in large vats, and he's able to reclaim them by pressurization so that the nutrients remain within. The key to this is the fact that the foods or the nutrients you consume that Sunrider produces maintain the antioxidant levels and the combinations that allow them within the body to produce the effect that it needs, and that effect is normally the effect of fighting free radicals. Now, if you understand antioxidants and you understand how the body works, you know that the body is constantly repairing itself and constantly rebuilding itself. It's just a normal process. That's life. When the body stops this regeneration process, we're in a diseased or death state. So to continue properly on this, the nourishment fuels, the antioxidants fuel this process where the body continues to regenerate itself. There's a byproduct of waste that exists. See, free radicals, which is a very normal process, that's where the apple turns brown. That's a normal oxidation process occurs within the body. The release and the removal of this has to be done in a normal fashion. So we cleanse in a variety of methods, many of which you're familiar with. And this cleansing process doesn't necessarily need to be sped up or done in a more aggressive manner. But on a cellular level, it needs to be constantly done. And on certain organs which are critical to this, the lungs and the liver in particular, the body has to make sure that it's functioning correctly. So you eat certain combinations to make sure that's done. Now, I'm going to repeat this. When I say the word cleanse, don't think of that typical concept that so many people talk about in terms of body or bowel cleanses. That is absolutely not what we're talking about. That's a very basic and what I might call primitive method that was used. May have an application? I don't know. I'm not a practitioner. I'm just an old Joe here that's got a body he's trying to keep going. So I'm trying to get that cleansing process, that natural out process to work. See, the Chinese followed a very simple principle called yin and yang, in and out. And you're all doing that right now when you're breathing. When you take in yin and you out yang, you take in as nourishment and out as cleansing, and that's exactly what you do when you breathe. You breathe in good air and exhale bad air. Bad air is the toxins that your body has released through its normal cleansing process. So lungs become critical in this, and anyone that has any kind of lung problems like emphysema understands that. That function of the body does not work as well. We don't work on working for people that have certain disease situations or degenerative problems within their body. We work on the entire body. That's why we fit into the concept of wellness better than anything I've seen in the marketplace today, because we're following on solid principles of thousands of years ago. So let's follow this basic process of nourish and cleanse as far as we can. You know, when you buy a car, you buy something very expensive, whatever your sport might be, you take very good care of it because you said, I put hard-earned money into it. Unfortunately, because we're sort of given our body and one day we become aware and cognizant of the fact that we have this body, we realize that maybe we should do something about it. A lot of people don't believe they should do anything about it. Well, let's just review the basics. You're responsible for the nourishing and the cleansing of your body. And the Chinese, and again, Sunrider reflects this, believes in some very simple principles. There are five elements and there's five body systems. If you nourish the elements of the body and those systems of the body will in fact function correctly because it's nourished correctly. Those systems are the endocrine, the circulatory, the respiratory, the digestive, and the autoimmune or the defense system. If you want to look good and you want to feel good, those five systems need to function. Now, Sunrider believes in formulas and groups of products to do that. We don't ever sell hot products. We don't ever sell individual products, meaning isolated items. We don't do that because we respect what all the research and time and energy that was put in by thousands of years of the Chinese have said, that if proven to be correct in Western science by the value of what antioxidants do in the system. So therefore, individual items have a much lower value than combinations. And our combinations are sophisticated and effective. That's what makes a difference. And we don't sell hot products because they're usually based on somebody's research or somebody's book. It's just that it's hot. But it doesn't mean it's as effective. We're very basic and functional in what we do. And that becomes critical. So let's look at how that affects each one of us. As we age, and I speak to aging directly because I think that if you're not there in your life now, you're 20 or 30, you're going to know people that are 40, 50, and 60 who are questioning things, for example, like bones and muscle. We degenerate our bones and our muscles as we age. People shrink. People that don't exercise enough literally shrink in size. As they lose muscle strength and that flexibility goes with it, the bones become weakened. The bones support the muscles. And if the muscles are not strong and the bones are not strong, the body just begins to slump and it just doesn't work right. There becomes more pain. If you put on more weight, the ankles and the joints hurt because it's carrying more weight than it's designed to do. Well, if we look at some real basics, and I'm certainly an advocate of calcium, we have a product called Herb Calcium, great calcium product. And if somebody's looking at calcium in their diet, I advocate it. But let's look at some of the basics on how the body maintains its muscular process. Well, as we age, two of the best products for that are Veros and Bella. These two products help males and females in a tremendous way to maintain that bone and muscle structure. With the help of exercise and proper food, they make a major difference. Veros for men, Bella for women. When it comes to how we nourish the liquid part of the body, the fluid of the body, I'm an advocate of two major products, Vitafruit and Fortune Delight. Fortune Delight is the most effective of any cleanser I've ever seen. And again, I'm referring to the process naturally of eliminating from the body, specifically through the liver and the kidneys. There is nothing better than Fortune Delight consumed on a regular basis in place of all the other beverages you drink. But for that boost during the day, for that antioxidant powerhouse, Vitafruit. Vitafruit is a combination of a number of different plants that is one of the most powerful basic micronutrient drinks in the marketplace today. Comes in a bottle, mix it in water, phenomenal product. Product that Dr. Chin released a few years ago based on a combination of what the Chinese taught and what modern research shows is a product called MetaBooster. MetaBooster is very simple. It's about making sure there's enough air in the body. You see, air is what adds sort of the volume. It's what allows our veins to be pumped up. Not that it's truly what you might think it is, but it adds volume. So the body's ability to maintain that oxygen, the ability for it to function, it's the nitrogen oxide that's in the system, becomes critical as we age. I have seen no formula on the marketplace today at a better price than MetaBooster. It's a product that I take 3 to 4 capsules of a day. Many of our products are in capsule form, many of them are in liquid form. It's all designed about quickness, and it's about absorbability at the cellular level. If the products don't absorb, if they're not nourishing, they don't do anything. We don't have products that don't do anything. They all have a purpose. So it becomes critical. What MetaBooster does better than anything else is it's literally a nitrogen oxide donor. And as we age, that process becomes extremely difficult. You don't need to understand the chemistry behind it, but understand that Sun Ryder and Dr. Chin's research team have done a tremendous amount of research on this product for over 15 years, probably at least a few years back. Now, I don't want to ignore the looking good, because there's two products I want to briefly discuss, because we're on that topic of what separates Sun Ryder from everybody else. We have two, Refining and Lifting Cream and Replenish Gel. These two products, developed by Dr. Chin, do more for adding to the body oxygen and moisture than anything else in the marketplace. Bar none. So when you're looking at looking good and feeling good, we look at Sun Ryder. Every product Sun Ryder has a purpose and function, and that function is to help you look good and to feel better. They're not designed because maybe they have benefit. They're designed because they do have benefit. So many of the products we have today that have come out even in the last 10 years versus what was designed when the company first began are based upon needs of the founders, Dr. Tafu and Oylin Chin. They happen to be about my age, and they happen to have some of the same situations in life I do, so they're looking for the same things I am. How do I look good longer and live longer? The same thing the Chinese were looking at for thousands of years. So we're all on the same page. You can call it wellness. Sun Ryder can call it regeneration. We can simply call it looking better and feeling better. There is no better way to do it than the basic foundation of the Sun Ryder products. Now, in time, we ask you to stay with us. We ask you to consume these products. We don't ask you just to try them. We ask you to use them. We ask you to consume them as you would other food items on a regular basis for a long period of time. So that in 10 years from now, you're going to say, boy, you were right. Those products are that incredible. Why? Because they follow a very simple product philosophy. If it doesn't nourish and it doesn't cleanse, then it doesn't balance. If it doesn't follow the simple principle of regeneration, then it has no value. There may be a lot of good isolated things or single things out there that are good and benefit that you may wish to use, and that's fine. But none of them replace the foundation of the power of what the Sun Ryder products do. So we ask you to spend your money wisely. We ask you to spend it intelligently and investigate what we do. Listen to our calls. Listen to what we have to say. Get together with the person that invited you on this call and learn more about what we have to offer. Now, our time is up because we really respect people's times, and we certainly don't want to put anybody else under any stress. So we thank you for being on the call this evening. And if Michelle, if you're there, I'd like to turn it back to you.
Yes, thank you, Don. And thank you for just always helping us to better grasp this beautiful thing we have here in the Sun Ryder products.